We are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And let's now continue our conversation talking with Jazz Television play-by-play announcer Craig Bowler Jack, and a lot of curiosity about Quinn Snyder and just the amazing job that he has done and the significant improvement with the Utah Jazz.
We finally got him, honestly, to cut down from 10 to 9 cups of coffee a day. That's been the biggest accomplishment. No, he is wired. He is driven. He wants a title. He wants a championship, and he's an interesting guy to be around. He has degrees in law, psychology, and I think in this league today, you actually have to be kind of all the above to handle the crazy world of professional athletes and the personalities that go with each and every player that you coach. Everyone has to be coached and really approached differently. And you know, Jerry was stern. He was old school, and it worked because of the players that he had. Now today, with a lot of players, coming out one and out, the development of those players become even more important at the age of 18 and 19. And I think that's where Quinn really steps in and really is the right guy for the Jazz.
Jazz Television play-by-play announcer Craig Bowler Jack is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I know so often, I mean, you talk to so many of the players. Can you give us a sense of what they say to you or what they share in terms of what it's like to play for head coach Quinn Snyder and this man of intensity?
Yes, I think everyone, no player is ever satisfied totally, right? I mean, that's just the way it is in this world we live. But, you know, as I've watched in the 2 years, nearly the 2 years he's been the head coach, there's respect, which is the first and foremost thing you have to have to survive in this league or any professional sport or even collegiately. It starts with respect. And I think as I watch, and I'm an outsider looking in, we come in and watch practice and shoot around, which give us an added advantage, I think, many times just to see how the whole operation works and how he interacts. But it does start with respect. And I think, the thing is, every coach that is successful in the NBA and the National Football League, hockey, Major League Baseball, it starts with that respect factor, but it also starts with the main, the stars and the centerpieces of those franchises. And if you have their respect, and I'm talking of Gordon Hayward, and I'm speaking of Derek Favors and Rudy Gobert, those three connect. And as long as you have that connection, the other players follow. It was the same exact way with Karl Malone and John Stockton with Jerry Sloan. Great respect for their head coach. They wanted to play for him, and he taught them how to be a professional. And I think that same process is going on here in Utah.
There's a lot of youth on this Utah Jazz team. Gordon Hayward, how do you see him evolving and developing under the guidance of Quinn Snyder?
You know, Elisa, he's actually hit the 20-point mark per game. He's one of 21, I believe, players in this league who are averaging 21 or 20 points a ball game. If you look at his rate of development, he's actually each and every year gotten better. And I think the next step for him would be to be an all-star. He has quick hands. He leads his team in steals. He's a good rebounder. In fact, an above-average defender. In fact, I think a very good defender at 6'8", and also a free throw shooter. He's got all the tools to be an all-star, but the problem is he plays in the West, which is loaded, as you know, with talent and more talent and more talent. So it's going to take a special season, and I think also for the Jazz to rise into the playoff scene and also to get national exposure on those Thursday night games, ESPN, TNT. I mean, all those things come into play for a player to break out and become an all-star.
I love to watch Gordon Hayward play. Number 20, I mean, you're talking about just how talented he is in terms of his skill set, a potential all-star, but, I mean, he seems so unselfish. I mean, he is truly the consummate team player.
He is. I mean, he was that way at Butler, you know, with Brad Stevens, who's doing a terrific job, mind you, at Boston with the Celtics now. And Sheldon Mack was a former Bulldog as well at Butler. So those guys have teamed back up and rejoined in Utah. But he is probably one of the most, let me think of the word, I guess he is just the tools, the skill set he has. There's very few guys in this league that pull what he does off every night. That's the drive, getting to the rim now better, and also being able to pull up a jump shot and three-point range, and at the same time rebound and also share the ball unselfishly with his teammates. that is the total package of what a coach would love to have, and that's why he's a max player for the Utah Jazz.
Jazz television play-by-play announcer Craig Bowler-Jack with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We've stretched out this segment a bit because we want to glean a lot of information from Craig. Just quickly, give us your assessment of the Western Conference. Of course, Utah just played the Golden State Warriors. Who ultimately can beat them? Who do you think can do it?
Well, I think the Warriors right now are playing at a different level, a different world. It's really amazing to see them on their home floor with their crowd and what Steph Curry did last night. Again, hit a half-court shot, and you just sit there and go, not again. But it's true. I mean, they're 57-6. And let's say, here's the thing. Keep an eye on San Antonio.
Right.
I know that they fly under the radar. Popovich loves that, right? He doesn't want any publicity. He doesn't want any cameras, microphones around this team at all. And through all the greatness of the Warriors this year and all the records that have been that are being set, the Spurs, as I look at this Western Conference standing, still just 3.5 games out of being the top dog in the West. And so I see those two teams battling in a 7-game series. How it turns out, you've got Steve Kerr, Popovich. You've got a deep bench on both teams. And you really have two opposite ways of trying to win titles. That's with high-speed intensity with Golden State, three-point shooting, and then kind of the old-school way of Popovich with Mr. Fundamental, Tim Duncan. But yet, their strength of bench and their ability also to hit critical three-point shots, it's really going to, I think, size up. I think it's going to be Warriors-Spurs in the Western Conference Finals. Thunder, I like their talent, but not deep enough. The Clippers, unbalanced. Memphis is aging right before our eyes. Portland has an incredible backcourt. Dallas and Nowitzki will give it a try until the very end, and we'll see if the Jazz can't jump in that mix and learn. You have to get there to make the next step, and that's what the Jazz must do, is get to the playoffs to make that next step as they rise, hopefully. I have a chance.
That, of course, was Jazz television play-by-play announcer Craig Bowler-Jack joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the 2016, the race to the NBA playoffs. It is on. Before we go to commercial break, all of our listeners, you guys challenged us for a better mobile app, and we responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gao Media. You can stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. If you don't have an iOS or Android device, no worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Internet connection is required and normal data rates apply. Also, as a reminder, you can go to podcastarena.com, click on the YSR tab, and you can listen to all of our amazing interviews. You want to stay close because coming up next is Lee Klein. It's time to talk some college basketball and preview his big show that airs Saturday mornings from 10 to 11, titled That Bracket Show. Lee Klein, coming up next.